Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air and back on the road. The guys are down at Freedom Pharmacy in Hattiesburg today. Michael Mergens along with Kelly Center and Andrew Abity will be joining those guys down there in just a few minutes. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit as we broadcast and produce the show today from the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Hattiesburg. More to come from Freedom Pharmacy. Lots of great information to share with you about that fine business and all the folks there. But we want to kick off today's show by bringing, one of our all-time favorites on the show. Carson Pato has just finished his brilliant five-year baseball career at the University of Southern Mississippi and finishes as the fifth all-time home run hitter in school history, 47 home runs, just 16 this year. Carson Pato joins the Eagle Hour. Carson, we started out the season. You were the first interview we ran in preseason, and you're going to be the first postseason interview we have. But congratulations to you, young man. Just a brilliant career, and you clearly have established yourself as one of the all-time iconic members of the Southern Miss baseball history.
Well, thank you, and thank you all for having me today.
It's great to have you on the show, and I have to ask you, I talked to you a little bit about this different times during the season, but what was that last game like for you Monday night, and how are you feeling, Carson?
The last game, first of all, I was very fortunate to be able to play just any game. Good Lord bless me to be able to play baseball, especially at Southern Miss. So I was very thankful just to play one more game, especially at the Pete. But, obviously going into the game, we had high hopes, and we thought we were the better team, and we were excited to play and get after it, and we lost, obviously, but it was definitely a roller coaster of emotions because you're losing, you're down four runs in the sixth inning, whatever it was, and you can't help but think like, wow, this may be it, and then you end up losing, and then that was it, and I'm doing pretty good now. Definitely is weird. It's very, very odd feeling not being a part of Southern Miss baseball anymore. But I promise you, I'll be at the Pete next year.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You told me the last time you and I talked that that ovation you got when you went into right field with what we thought would be maybe the last game at the Pete was a really special moment to you. But Carson, talk about drama and positive karma. Your last at bat as a Golden Eagle, and you put it out of the park.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the top experiences of my career was my last at bat. That standing ovation was definitely one of the coolest interactions I've had on a baseball field, especially with all of Pete Taylor Park. I still can't believe it happened. I get chills thinking about it, but it definitely felt really good for my last at bat to be a homer. That was, I'd been struggling. It was pretty apparent. I'd been struggling back into the season, and it just kind of came out of nowhere, I guess. just pulling backside, and it was a very surreal feeling.
I don't know. My wife said divine intervention that night going home. I don't know, but I'm just glad it happened for you.
I was excited too.
Kelly, we've got the great Carson Pato, one of the great figures in Southern Miss baseball, on the show. Fire away.
Yeah, it's funny because we're going, Carson, is that his name? Carson?
Tuna.
Nobody
Tuna for people.
Yeah, nobody calls him Carson Pato. But Carson, one of the things I want to ask you is, lots of guys who have been in your shoes, when I ask them about their future, they'll really open up and they'll say, "Well, I'm scared, actually." And I'll say, "Why?" And they go, "Because baseball has been my life. That's all I've ever known." So this fall, when the guys are going through fall workouts and you're not, next season they'll be playing and you won't be. It's like it has been so much of who they are, they don't know themselves as anything other than a baseball player. Take us through your thought processes now as you go forward in the game of life.
Yeah, obviously it is a very scary transition into the real world. I'm not scared because, you know, I've been known as a baseball player. You know, I do have an identity outside of baseball, but it is a weird feeling. It is a very, like, gut-wrenching feeling, knowing that I will not be at the Pete next year, you know, in the locker room with the guys. That's why it feels bad for me. But, you know, the scary part is, for me, the scary part, like I said, I'm not me, because baseball's been my whole life, you know, my identity and whatnot. I'm scared because I don't know how in the heck to file taxes. I'm worried about filing taxes. Like, what in the world am I getting myself into? I'm not.
Luckily, you can pay people to do that for you.
Yes.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. But, I'm not. Like I said, I have an identity other than baseball.
You obviously have mentioned that you're a person of faith. Where does your faith plug into that scenario?
Just kind of trusting in it. You know, it's funny. Earlier this spring, for whatever reason, I was taking my eyes off baseball, and I was really worried about getting a job. Like, man, am I gonna be able to find a job? Whatever. And I just prayed about it, and I talked to my fiance and my mom about it, and they're like, "You just don't need to worry about it. Just pray and faith in the Lord and whatnot." And I quit worrying about it, and all of a sudden, you know, mid season, I'm having people talk to me about wanting to work and whatnot, and then I could finally take a breath. And now I was able to find a job. You know, I'm gonna start working in about a month. So that all kind of took care of itself, and all the stress of finding a job kind of went away, and I could enjoy baseball a little bit more. And like I said, I'm not worried about necessarily not playing baseball. It's more just not being in the locker room with the guys, and like, I'm not afraid of work or anything and all that. It's a weird feeling more than a scary feeling for me.
Can we ask what you will be doing a month from now?
Yeah.
Besides paying taxes?
I got a job here in Hasbury doing medical sales. I'm excited about that.
Will you be staying, or are you going to try and coach down the line, or are you going to take a break from baseball? I mean, where are you at with that?
Yeah, you know, baseball is done for me. I'm no longer a baseball player. I've been playing since I was four, 19 years. Or you know, in the past, and I don't plan on coaching. I don't see myself as a coach, nor would I. I don't think I would enjoy that field of work. That's really it. I'll be in Hattiesburg. We'll be living in Hattiesburg. So,
Carson, now, let me unrelated question, real quick. On a lighter note, do you eat a lot of tuna?
Not on a regular basis, but I do love it.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Bob.
Will that name carry on, or are you going to go back to Carson?
I'm sure I'll go back to Carson, but all my boys will call me Tuna. But, man, it'd be funny if people kind of stuck to it. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Carson, it'd be hard for you to narrow down one thing because you've had such an incredible career here. But is there one or two moments in the past 5 years that you think will be foremost in your mind as you move to this next phase of your life?
Yeah, like you said, it's hard to narrow it down, but obviously in recent years, it's got to be the standing ovation in my last career at bat. I know we lost and we didn't in our year how we wanted to, but I mean, everyone remembers their last at bat. Everyone remembers their first at bat, and I definitely remember my last at bat, and the senior day at the Pete was with the standing ovation was really neat.
Yeah. How about that LSU series? Something tells me that's probably something you'll remember as well, the regional.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, I remember beating them. I don't remember, you know, specific plays and whatnot. I don't even remember the scores, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll talk about it eventually. Me and Danny would be in the locker room talking about it with some older guys, and they would say, like, you don't remember, like, we were down X amount of runs and late in the game. I'm like, I had no idea. Like, I just know we beat them by 3 or 4 runs. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I didn't remember how tight of a game it was.
Right.
I just don't remember details like that.
Well,
and I've said it on multiple occasions with different interviews and whatnot. I truly don't really remember field stuff. It's all the locker room stuff that I remember. Being quite honest.
All right, right out of time, Carson, but I got to ask you this before I let you go. What is it like now leaving, knowing that you are at the same status of iconic memory as the great Danny Lynch?
I guess it's very humbling that so many people kind of view me a certain way. I just feel like I'm a normal person, but whatever. I'm very grateful and appreciative of it, and I hope I was able to positively impact some people's lives my time at Southern Miss, because that's what I believe we're put on this earth to do.
Let me tell you, you did do just that. We're grateful to you for all the times you put up with us and talked to us through the years, and it'd be an understatement to tell you what a delight it's been to watch you, young man, and we wish you absolutely nothing but the best the rest of your life.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Carson Pato, that's a name that'll be around for a long time for those of us that love Southern Miss baseball. When we come back, we're going to go to Freedom Pharmacy. Michael's down there with Kelly and Andrew, and I heard Kelly talking to somebody in the background about health advice. I can't wait to see how this turns out. Freedom Pharmacy next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. To take another listen to that Carson Pato interview, just go to the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can find it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That conversation is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. This segment by Campus Book Mart, and we are happy to make our first ever remote appearance at Freedom Pharmacy. Michael Mergens is there with Kelly and Andrew, and they got some great stuff for you. Michael, take it away.
Yeah, we're at 3902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, Midtown Market, and what a perfect scheduling with Tuna on the show going into medical equipment, and here yes. We are at Freedom Pharmacy. Who knew? But we're with Michelle Little, pharmacist and owner here, and Michelle, Freedom Pharmacy is a little different than your normal pharmacy, and there's a big reason behind that. But start off by telling us how all this came to be first.
Right. So I've been a pharmacist for a long time, but I've only been a store owner for July will be 11 years. And I opened this with just the hope and dream to help make a difference in people's lives by helping to educate them on what are called drug-induced nutrient depletions, because every medication that you take, it pulls something out of your system. And if that goes on for months, weeks, years, then you can turn it into other disease states. And so a lot of that just was not, I was not able to do that in, you know, just the corporate pharmacy arena. And so that's how this got born. And so this is just transformed into, we do consultations, you know, we've got a large supplement supply, and it's just a blessing when we have people that come in, you know, every day and just say, I'm struggling with this, can you help us? And it's just extremely rewarding.
one thing most people don't think of, they go to the doctor, they're prescribed something, they come to the pharmacy, get it filled out, pick it up, go home. No one thinks to talk to their pharmacist, and that's actually the number one person you should talk to. Even if the doctor has prescribed it, a lot of times those doctors are aware of the benefits of it. But like you said, with depletions and all these various things, people who are taking a lot of medications may start to feel sluggish and have these side effects, not know why, but they don't have, they may Google it, which is the worst thing you want to do.
Right.
But that's what, and that's really any pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Take the time and ask questions.
Ask the questions. So we have this little thing that every receipt that we print out that we hand someone, it has a little barcode on it. And you scan that barcode and it tells you about your medication.
Oh, wow.
And so they can read about, you know, the side effects that are a possibility. And, you know, but rarely do we have someone ask us preemptively, what was this going to cause? They usually come back afterwards and say, I'm having issues with this. Could it be my medicine? Mm-hmm. And that's usually when we get the questions. But I try to put stickers on a lot of the medications that I know that they're going to possibly see immediate side effects with. It's just like an antibiotic. We try so hard to just like educate people on the importance of taking a probiotic with that antibiotic and then to continue for a few weeks afterwards because it destroys our immune health and, mm-hmm. you know, sets us up for the next little thing that comes along. So we try to be preemptive in a lot of it, but Brian and I are just accessible for people to come in and ask the questions where I think in your big box places, they just don't have that accessibility.
Yeah. And I've been on antibiotics before, had that sluggish feeling, and my wife being in the medical world just said, well, that's part of taking antibiotic. And that's
true.
The mentality a lot of people have, like, I'm taking something, this is just part of it. You don't have to live that way.
Yeah, it kills the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And so we have to have the good, we have to have our little, you know, all of our little microbiome has to be in order to protect us from, you know, just from disease states, just, you know, all over, but especially during those cold and flu seasons when you're just bombarded. Sometimes, you know, I'll have people come and say, this is my third antibiotic. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, please just take that probiotic.
Yeah. We were talking off air before we got here, Kelly, and actually June is Men's Health Month.
It
so
is.
That's also convenient, even though Eagle Hour has just as many women listening. But kind of talking about how there's so many great medications that do amazing things, but a lot of the stuff that you suggest to people is natural. And conversations we've had over the years, because I have you on once a month on our local show here in Hattiesburg, it's stuff my grandmother would mention.
Right.
Take some of this, take some of that. And we got away from that with the pharmaceutical industry. Just became this big behemoth. And people have accepted that, mm-hmm. but we're coming around. Because a lot
so.
Of this information is starting to come
out.
And that's why you come on our show. That's
right.
why you have advertising our stations to let people know
right.
these things. And yeah, it's a lot of the old remedies that our grandparents told us about that you thought, nah, that doesn't really work. They do. We've known this for a long time.
So there's a chicken noodle soup pill?
No, but the chicken noodle soup part is very healing because, you know, way back in the day, they made it with, you know, the bone broth, and bone mm. broth is healing. It's, we messed it up when we started putting the gluten-free noodles in it. I mean,
yeah.
not gluten-free, but the gluten noodles in it. So the gluten, we messed it all up.
And all the sodium mm-hmm. and the sugars yep. and all that to preserve it.
How many conditions, or can you cite a couple of conditions, common conditions that men mm-hmm. have, maybe
so high, glad you asked.
High blood pressure, cholesterol, that could be prevented
Absolutely.
From ever happening if you were minding your own store.
And
so
Kelly's asking for a friend.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. So first of all, because it's Men's Health Month, your prostate, oh my gosh, guys, like it is so preventable, and that men start having an enlargement of their prostate when they start getting into their 40s. By the time they're 50s, they really got some serious symptoms. By the time they're in their 60s, like half the men in the world have got an enlarged prostate. And it is preventable. They say that if men live long enough, they will all develop those issues. But there are things that you can do to start taking this preemptively so that you do not get it. So if you start noticing, you know, I'm not voiding as much as I used to, you know, things are starting to trickle, I'm having to get up multiple times every night to go to the bathroom, you know, intimacy issues, it can all be due to prostate. Please go get it checked. And instead of starting on medication, when you start noticing the beginning symptoms, give something like what we have in our store called our prostate support. Give it a chance because it works. It lowers PSA levels. So prostate, number one, guys, pay attention. You can start on that, you know, as early. We sell a men's pack that even, you know, introduces a little bit of it in there. That is very preventable. Your high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and your cholesterol levels are the three big things that men have issues with, because all those create cardiovascular disease, and that's really prominent in males. So by just paying attention to your blood sugar, it's the root of all evil. So we can mitigate that by taking things like berberine. I help educate people on what you can do to pull those blood sugar levels down so that you're not put on medications that have a lot of side effects that don't agree with you. It can replace even the drug metformin, which a lot of people start on for their first, introduction into managing blood sugar. Blood pressure. It also works for blood pressure and it works for cholesterol. So this just one little, supplement can help knock out all three of those. It's just making sure you have a good foundational support in the beginning, because so many guys, it's just a grab and go world. You know, you're just your lifestyles, your jobs. Sometimes people are on the go so much. Sometimes it's a sedentary job. Those that are inside all the time have vitamin D levels. Those that are outside all the time have dehydration levels. Problems. It depends on where you are, on what kind of conversations we have. But it's taking the time to come in and let's get a good foundational support. It's going to be in your good multivitamin. And then I just help you with sleep support too. That's a big thing. Men neglect that. Their sleep.
Any truth to the rumor that Crown Royal and Tito's are really good supplements? No.
I don't exactly how to comment on that. But we do have something called an anti-alcohol pill, which helps mitigate the side effects of that to help protect the liver. And also, drinking alcohol increases your estrogen. And so when your estrogen is increased, you get that... you get a puffy chest and a puffy midsection. And so that's due to increased estrogen.
And you start liking rom-com movies.
That too. I can't help with that, Kelly.
But even then, with the supplements, then people are probably listening thinking, well, I'm going to go to the big box store and I'll just buy the over-the-counter stuff.
Right.
Something that people need to be aware of. A lot of those, yes, they have those ingredients in them, but there's a lot of filler also. And what you stock here is natural, and you're getting exactly what it says on that packaging, and people need to be educated about that.
They do. We carry what are called a pharmaceutical grade, so you get what you pay for, and you also get the science behind it. They stick behind it. They have, just like all the information that lets you know if you were to go look it up, all the assays on it. So we feel very confident in what we recommend, and that's a good feeling, because I wouldn't want to recommend something that I felt like that was going to have very little absorption rate, or that the content of the B vitamins were not methylated, that the minerals were just, the least expensive and the ones that are the most irritating to the gut. So I want you to get better. I'm not trying just to sell you something for the sake of making that $5. I want you to get better, because that's what we're here for.
And that's why Freedom Pharmacy is unique. 3902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Michelle Little, pharmacist and owner. We'll get her back and the last break to kind of talk about all the other things that they have available here. But if you would like to know more, schedule a consultation. Ask those questions of your pharmacist. FreedomPharmacyMS.com is the website. The phone number is 601-450-6979. We're going to talk to you in a little bit, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Eagle Hour continues live from Freedom Pharmacy, Midtown Market in Hattiesburg on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, guys, before we get back to the show, don't forget about Be Quick. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park. That's a mouthful. And receive your free Buffalo decal. Place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for your decal to win. You can visit your favorite Be Quick and see if your vehicle has been spotted. And participants will have a chance to win a lot of great prizes like Saints football experience tickets, Mossy Oak shopping sprees, Royal Caribbean cruises for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Proud supporters of Southern Miss, Be Quick. As is MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 West. Be sure to check them out for all your home, loan, and garden needs. And for all your pharmacy needs and all your vitamin needs and great advice, as you heard in the previous segment, strongly urge you to visit with the great, great people that own and operate Freedom Pharmacy, who in one interview, guys, informed us of the issue Kelly Santer has. Who knew it was high estrogen?
We've been trying to figure it out. Yeah, who knew?
Golly, I just feel such a sense of relief.
Is that so wrong?
Now we know why he likes musicals and pink clothes. Kelly, there's
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Salmon, but I do like salmon Pink Floyd, as Kelly. Yeah. Salmon, as Kelly calls his little pink outfit.
No, it's Cimarron Sunset Saffron, no. Actually.
Andrew Abbott, you and I have spent a good bit of time around Carson Pato in the last couple of 3 years, and I don't know that I've ever heard the kid sound. My interpretation was he just sounded a little down. What was your thought?
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to phrase it, understandably so. I mean, that guy, I mean, what, four-year starter, I mean, face of the program the last few years, fan favorite, and all of a sudden it's done. I mean, everybody goes through something like that. His is just on a way more public forum.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I get it, and I'm sure he's going to be around and definitely a face in Hattiesburg.
But didn't you find it interesting, though, that he said that, no, I'm done with baseball?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
But I've been there. I think in a few years you're going to see him doing something with youth baseball or that, because I've done that with bands. Like, all right, I'm done. I want to get rid of all the stage clothes. 3 years later, why did I get rid of the stage clothes? Because I want to do this again. So yeah. I think it's just because it's happening now, and that's a natural response. Like, let's just move on and try something else. But you can't take the baseball out of the baseball player. You
know? Yeah, but lots of times they'll say, baseball players will say, well, I'm just going to take it easy for a while, and then I'll see. Mm-hmm. But he didn't even hesitate. He said, nope, I'm done. I'm done with baseball.
All right, Andrew, I want to ask you about this. Obviously, the Southern Miss baseball team is elite, 47 wins this year, but there is a formula in which the Sun Belt puts together all the sports and then and ranks schools by performance, and that didn't turn out well, did it?
No, I think you could make a case that this might be one of the worst athletic years for Southern Miss in quite some time. They finished, so it's called the Vic Bubas Cup. It's basically like the Conference Cup standings, Commissioner Cup standings. Southern Miss finishes 11th out of 14 schools. They put up 95.5 points. The winner was Texas State, for context, who had 152 points. It's like a system between 1 to 13, and, man, there's a lot of teams that did very poorly.
And men and women's sports are both included in that, yes?
Yes. Now, I mean, there are it's hard in some ways because, like, if you don't have certain sports, you don't get any points for that. Right. Southern Miss doesn't have a few of them, but still, I mean, I do my own report card since Southern Miss has joined the Sun Belt, and you know, I'm going to be giving out a lot of F's this year. I mean, it's just the bottom line. I mean, you look at, and we're talking on the field. Everybody's had moves off the field that you could give that gives you hope. But I mean, like when you fire your coach, your football coach midseason, I think we could all agree that's an F. You know, the two tennis teams didn't win any games in conference or even make the conference tournament, or I think win any games this year. You know, that's an F. Now, we can look at the good side. There weren't many. Women's golf, A+, right? Individual champion, conference championship, NCAA tournament. Great year. Baseball, I get A-, maybe B+. I don't know. I mean, they didn't win. This is their first year. They don't come away with hardware in the Sun Belt. Didn't win the regionals, but, you know, probably an A-.
Yeah,
we can all agree with that.
Yeah, I think so.
After that, I mean, men's and women's basketball, ugly year. I mean, track always does okay. Softball, C.
Improved,
mean, it's hard.
But still not great.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot of not great this year.
Now, Bob, there were three schools in the cup voting or poll that happened that were worse than Southern Miss? Can you try to guess those three?
Monroe.
That's one.
That was last place with 64.5 points.
Okay. Louisiana Monroe. I don't know. Monroe jumps out at me, obviously.
Yeah. One of them kind of surprised me. Georgia State is one.
Yeah, Georgia State was 13th. And then can you guess who number 11 was? This one's a little – or I'm sorry, number 12 was. Yeah, it's a little surprising.
That was surprising to me.
Georgia's
– Old Dominion. Old Dominion. Bob.
So to give the listeners the standings real quick, it's Texas State 1, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, UL, App State, South Alabama, Marshall, Georgia Southern, James Madison, which is also surprising given their athletic budget, Troy at 10, Southern Miss at 11, Old Dominion, Georgia State, ULM.
I'm surprised that Georgia State didn't get some extra points for that baseball facility there. Did that not did that account for anything?
Their Little League ballpark?
The lowest score that they can give for a sport is a 1, and I think they have like 5 ones. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Did any of our sports get a 1, Andrew?
Football.
Shocker.
Yeah, football, and then there's another sport that got a 1. It was men's tennis, which is, again, understandable.
Yeah, but what's a real travesty about that 1 in football is the amount of money that has gone into that program and for it to be a total disaster like it was last year. It's going to be tough to rebound from.
Hey, let me jump ahead real quick, Andrew. I caught an article that you wrote right before we went on the air, and you were – I think pointing out that there were 10 new faces coming to the baseball program, 9 high school kids and 1 JUCO, and 1 Southern Miss player has entered the portal so far. Is that correct? Baseball player.
Yes, Caleb Hughes, true freshman. I mean, that's typical, but, I mean, they've been pretty quiet so far, especially, I mean, this might be the busiest I've ever seen the baseball portal since this thing has started. Now, a lot of that has to do with the Virginia-Mississippi State shenanigans, but I mean, they've been pretty quiet. I suspect they'll make a couple moves. They're typically not very busy, and I think a lot of it's going to depend on what the draft does for them. You know, that even goes to their signees. I think there's like 2 or 3 signees that they could lose, and that usually dictates when they start making moves in the portal.
I read this correctly, Andrew? I thought I read on Outkick this morning that there's already over 2,000 players in the portal. Could that be right?
I'm surprised it's not more, to be honest.
Wow, that's just incredible.
But again, that doesn't mean that any of them are going to get jobs anywhere else either. They throw their names out
I think the number of the average number that I read this somewhere a couple weeks ago. So, you know, it's been like 3,000 or 4,000 players in the portal for football, basketball, baseball. Only 40% of them find another school.
Yeah. And see but you also look at how players take advantage of this. The stud pitcher for Arkansas, Little Rock, that went down there and handcuffed LSU. Well, he's in the transfer portal and has pretty much said highest bidder. You know, so what do you got?
Golly.
Yeah.
Andrew, are you concerned about the Golden Eagles losing any significant player to the portal?
I don't think so. I mean, it's only happened once, which was Hurston Waldrop, he who will not be named in some circles. And there was more to that than just money. I mean, it was – he didn't get along with the program, vice versa. I mean, there was a lot to do with that.
Right,
but
right.
No, I mean, traditionally they do very well at keeping the players that they want to keep. I mean, usually the guys who leave are guys that, you know, they go off to better things, and it's a mutual way. I mean, Southern Miss is, and this was my end of the season story. I mean, their culture is as strong as ever, and it's evident that with the way they don't lose their star players to the portal. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it's been kind of said J.B. Middleton had suitors after last year, and he's told some very big-time programs, some that have played for national championships, no, and opted to stay at Southern Miss.
That's a fact, too. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, I think they're going to be fine. I mean, everybody has NIL deals. It's nothing crazy. Some have some nice money after so many years, but, you know, you're going to be comfortable in college with – you know, being able to survive comfortably, but you're not going to be making bank like some of these kids are.
And I remember Media Day last year in football where you're talking to the outstanding linebacker at Old Dominion, and Jason, I can't remember what his last name is, but he was saying, because he was all-conference the year before, and everybody loved this kid, and he had lots of offers to go elsewhere, but he told us on the air, he said, what a lot of athletes don't think about is, and that he realized, he said, I've got it good. At Old Dominion, I might be able to go to another school and get a little bit more money here. But I don't know if I'm going to like the town. I don't know if I'm going to like the other players, the coaches. I know what I've got here. I'm not willing to risk leaving.
And, you know, I think what you're really seeing, especially in this college baseball NCAA tournament, you're looking at teams that are completely built from talent. They're mostly portal teams. And then you're looking at the teams that have players for 3 or 4 years, and they're built off of culture.
Correct.
So you're seeing culture and money clash right now, and it's very, very interesting. And right now, culture is beating money, but we'll see how it ends when the national championship.
I think that is a great, great observation about what we're seeing right now in college baseball. And, guys, I'm on the team of culture. I'm for the small schools.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too.
All right, more from Freedom.
Writing a story.
More from Freedom Pharmacy, and hopefully some more good advice for Kelly. We're learning a lot about Kelly, and maybe Michelle can reveal a few more secrets before we wrap this up. Freedom Pharmacy on the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road at Freedom Pharmacy. Going to go down there in just a moment. Want to thank our good buddies at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Babe and Yay Company. Great place to buy a car. Great place to enjoy a wonderful dessert. And the Pine Belt News is the place to go to be informed. They're your go-to source for news and sports coverage of the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their publication, Signature Magazine. One more time, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Let's go back to Freedom Pharmacy, guys.
Yeah, Michelle Little, pharmacist and owner. We're in Midtown Market, 3902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And Kelly, you had a question for Michelle going into the break about, we've been talking about supplements, the various things you can take, especially if you're on a lot of medications, the side effects and all that. But you asked what supplement for a, what was it, a dirty mind?
Mind, yeah, like if your mind is in the gutters, yeah. Like mine is all the time. Is there something you can take for that?
I don't know if your mind's in the gutter, but if you've got like...
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's in the gutter.
Kelly,
it is.
That might be due to the high estrogen, right? So talking about your brain health, I mean, it really is the thing. We have a lot of people that come in, they just say, I just don't feel like I'm remembering like I used to. I'm as sharp as I used to. It's just, what can I take for focus? But a lot of times, like, are we even resting our minds? You know, like, are our brains just, like, calming down enough at night so that we can get that good REM sleep so that we wake up the next morning and feel rested? And so we address that a lot with a couple of different things that help stop that mental chatter at nighttime so that you can just go to sleep. We add L-theanine with that magnesium together. Magnesium does over 300 things in your body that you need every day. Men need generally more than women, just muscle mass, you know, larger. Magnesium calms you down, helps to relax you. It's bone health. It's cardiovascular protective. It's the number one thing to protect against cardiovascular, lowers blood pressure. So combining some things at nighttime, again, with like our cortisol manager that pulls those cortisol levels down, that helps the brain to rest. It helps you to get a deeper sleep so that you can wake up feeling refreshed. But that same L-theanine that helps shut your brain down at night to sleep also helps you to focus during the day. So it's just an amazing supplement that's just a multitasker. And I know how you guys love to be multitaskers, right?
And as we age, though, the mentality in our society is, well, that's just how it is.
Right.
You start to forget things. That's just normal aging, but you don't have to accept it.
Well, I'm not a fan of statin drugs. So if anybody's listening that's on them, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend you. But what they do is they block cholesterol. Cholesterol is the most needed molecule in our body outside of water. We have to have it for our brain function. We have to have it to make all of our hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. I mean, cholesterol is just extremely important. And so when we cut that out by blocking it because we think we're being healthy for cardiovascular-wise, it does some tremendously detrimental things long-term. And one of those things is it causes forgetfulness and brain fog, and they've attributed a lot of it to CNS diseases. And so cholesterol level is so fixable. You know, of course, you have to kind of mind your diet. I mean, we don't need to have a class on that, but just fish oil is amazing. You take 1 gram per every 50 pounds of body weight, you know, just split that up during the day. We have tremendous fish oil that's tested against all of the mercury and all the toxins, you know, so you've got to get a good grade, whatever you're taking. And then just your B vitamin, B3, niacin, tremendously. The important thing is it raises the good cholesterol, your HDL, and it lowers the triglycerides and it lowers the LDL. So it's a rock star.
Now, the CDC says that we're getting another wave of COVID, even so much as they want Americans to start considering wearing masks again. What is the best preventive strategy to fight COVID?
That's a fantastic question. So immune support and your vitamin D3 levels, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc. We were talking about zinc earlier. It's a big thing. Again, not only for men's health, but for your immune health. Zinc is responsible for over 100 different reactions that happen in your body every day. You take these things prophylactically, then that helps the body when and if it gets inundated with these viruses and bacterial infections. It's suited up for armor. It's ready to fight. So we have something called Golden Immune, which has all these things in it. It has the C, D, zinc, N-acetylcysteine, which helps with your lung function, also detoxes the liver, helps make glutathione for the brain, and quercetin. So
now, why when you said detoxes the liver, were you pointing at me?
Well, we've just had a lot of liver conversations, Kelly. We're just still for that, you know, person you're asking about. That enjoys a few things that our liver needs to process. Then,
but you have to be careful with the zinc, as you were telling Andrew, because it offsets your copper.
Right. So just the rule of thumb is for every 10 or 15 milligrams of zinc that the supplement has in it, you need 1 to 2 milligrams of copper to help balance that out. And so, you know, the question earlier is how much zinc daily. I would probably say not go over 50 milligrams a day unless you know your body is sick, and then during those times you can take like about 150 milligrams for 2 or 3 days, then just back it back down.
And since we're not making pennies anymore, we can just use that for the copper.
Yeah, just melt it down. Well, the big thing is talk to your pharmacist, and
please
certainly
come
talk.
See us.
Yes, Freedom Pharmacy, Midtown Market in Hattiesburg, freedompharmacyms.com, or just give them a call, 601-450-6979. Michelle Little, pharmacist and owner, thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, this has been a pleasure. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. It was fun.
It's better TV.
All right. Appreciate Michelle having us down there. We'll have Ozzy Pratt on the show tomorrow, so we're going to start talking to some of these guys that are making their way into life after great careers at Southern Miss Baseball. Until tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Southern Miss, to the top.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.